That's one of the bright spots, is that in spite of some of the challenges that we had, even under some of the toughest conditions, I'd say that the yield performance was a little bit better than I was personally expecting when we were, say, in middle of August. And I think that's a tribute to really the efforts of a lot of the plant breeders to have a little more resilience, more genetic improvement, but also our local testing to really understand what hybrids are going to fit and really belong within that portfolio. And our sales reps love to sit down with their growers and have that conversation around, you know, field by field placement. What's the best products based off? What are those key disease traits or agronomic traits or drought tolerance?